Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm not bragging or nothing, but I may or may not be hanging out with these guys in an hour and a half. Shinedown's putting on a private show in Kansas City tonight. 100 people, it's acoustic, and I'm on the guest list.
You've got VIP
ness.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so dumb. We're so dumb.
How was the Ozarks over the weekend? You golfed a lot.
So much fun. We did. It was the Missouri Broadcast Association Awards.
What did we win?
Well, we did not submit. One cannot win if you don't play. It's kind of like the Powerball.
Yeah.
We are going to change that next year. My husband emceed the event, and I said to him, you know, let's go. We'll do the deal, and we'll get in a round of golf that we just got in before it started hailing down there. And it was a great weekend. Now it's hailing here. I'm like, is it me?
The rain's kind of moved out, hasn't it?
Wait. It's moved out from where we sit in Mission.
Yeah.
But if you pull up the radar, man, it is just lit up. You know, Olathe and Overland Park have been sitting under this thing for a while.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You know, it's like 40-mile-an-hour wind
gusts.
It's
weird. It's moving east to west.
A ton of lightning.
That's unusual.
Little bit of hail. And as we mentioned earlier, yeah, it's moving the wrong way. Huh. It's like Dana trying to find her way up to the Northland or something. Wrong way.
Did you drive to the Ozarks with Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You on your own in the Ozarks would be no bueno.
I've only done it once at night. I will never do that again.
Remember, Chris was driving, but she was white-knuckling.
Oh, that's right. That's
God,
right.
God, I hate that drive. Can they not straighten the road out?
Huh?
It's fine until you get, like, you're almost there within an hour, and then it is just hairpin curve.
Was it
hairpin
curve, that gigantic resort in the Ozarks?
Yes. Tantara, which is now Margaritaville. Yeah. It's hairpin curves. Houses are right there on the street. Mm-hmm. I don't know how a house doesn't get plowed into by a car every day. No shoulder and deer everywhere.
Well, you're essentially driving on the side of mountains. Very small mountains, but yeah. Mountains.
Hills.
Yeah, big hills.
Large hills.
Right.
Yeah.
It is the Ozark Mountain Range, quote unquote.
So you had a good time.
It was a blast.
Were you there Friday and Saturday night?
We went down late Friday night, got back late last night. It was a good little couple days.
So
yeah.
You golfed Saturday and Sunday.
We did.
Good.
We did. Played a little old Kinder hook. Got paired up with a couple of guys from Kansas City randomly. It was so fun.
Huh. My day off was a me day. I went and got a massage.
Good.
Hey.
Went to the pool.
Good.
Laid out at the pool. It was lovely.
Aw.
I was at the pool by myself, which, by the way, I did that again yesterday. There is nothing natural about being at the pool by yourself. You automatically feel like a weirdo.
Really?
See, I was going to go the other way with it and say that we need to normalize doing things by ourselves.
Yes, and I think we do, Sam. But I was at the pool Friday, and then I went yesterday by myself. Everybody else in the family was busy. Maya was at like 5,000 graduation parties. Kelly was working. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to go to the pool and relax. And I get to the pool, and it's a lot, mostly adults, but there were some kids there.
Sure.
But I felt like a creep.
Now, if you're sitting there staring at all of the kids,
I wasn't staring at the kids.
You know what? Take your phone and take a book, and then you don't look like... But I understand what you're saying. There are certain things, if you go alone, to me, you feel naked, for lack of a better word. Like when you go to the theater alone. Mm-hmm. If I went to a movie alone, I would be looking around like, I've got friends. It's just, I feel weird
I'm
here.
I'm not a loser.
I'm not a weirdo.
I went to Oktoberfest 2 years ago in Crown Center by myself, and it felt odd. I was just standing there drinking a beer with a bunch of random people.
Just sitting there staring.
Yep.
Not just, talking to
a single
person.
Just looking around, not saying a word.
People watching.
Yeah.
But they know that you're people watching.
Would you eat alone in a restaurant?
I have eaten alone in a restaurant.
Oh, I think that's weird.
See, that's why I'm saying we need to normalize it.
So I don't think eating alone in a restaurant is weird. I think going to the movie theater alone is weird. And I'm going to be honest, Friday and Sunday, I felt like a weirdo at the pool.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying I think you're weird if you do that. I'm saying if I did those things alone, mm-hmm. I would feel weird.
I felt weird.
Yeah.
I think I stayed less than an hour both
really?
Times. Yeah. And so I went Friday. I stayed, yesterday I probably stayed an hour and a half. But Friday when I was there, there weren't as many people at the pool. And so it was pretty obvious that Scott Parks was by himself.
Yeah.
And I felt like a weirdo. And then I went yesterday, there were more people at the pool, so I didn't feel as weird, but still felt weird.
All right.
Anyway. Story here from Money Watch, which is to say CBS News. I think we touched on this the other day. Government regulators say that people who keep cash with payment tools like Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo are at risk of losing their money in a crisis because the funds are not protected by federal deposit insurance. The warning follows the recent failure of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank, which collapsed after panicked depositors withdrew their funds. The FDIC and the National Credit Union Administration insure up to $250,000 in a bank account, but funds stored with a non-bank payment app like Venmo may not be held at a lender that offers such protection. So if you store money in Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App, be careful. If they go under or something happens, your money in that account is not protected.
But most people just bounce $10 back and forth around the universe on those Cash Apps like Venmo.
I wouldn't know. I don't use any of them.
I do, but I don't let money sit in there, and I certainly wouldn't let a large amount of money sit in there.
How much money can you put in there?
As much as you want.
Really?
Yeah, so I pay rent, and then my roommate pays me back via Venmo, and I, before reading that story, just left it in there as sort of a personal savings fund because you know it would leave my account, and at that point, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Well, then I saw that story, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'd start moving that over, Sam. I mean, it's one thing if you got $50 sitting in there. I wouldn't leave $1,000 sitting in there. You just don't ever know.
Was that lightning I just saw behind
there? Yeah, there's a lot of lightning out there right now. Please be careful.
Scott, as long as you were wearing sunglasses at the pool, nobody saw that you were staring at them. That's true.
The darker, the better.
That's true.
That is true. Really quick update to a story that we started the program with today. Not only has the United States Supreme Court denied a stay of execution for Michael Tisius, Missouri Governor Mike Parson just denied clemency, which means the execution will go forward tomorrow. This is the case where five or six jurors say they sort of changed their mind and would prefer him not be executed.
Well, and one juror was illiterate.
One juror couldn't read or write. The United States Supreme Court and the governor, who I believe was his last resort, have both said this will go forward.
So he is in his last 25 hours.
Correct.
Because usually executions in Missouri are usually held at 5 o'clock.
Five or six o'clock.
6 o'clock in the afternoon. Quick break. I'm off to Shinedown, so Dana and Sam are going to take the show from here on out. Thank you for letting me leave just a little bit early for this
show. I'm so happy. Please do not stand outside with a metal umbrella because it's lightning outside. When we get back, what happened when a Brooklyn neighborhood policed itself for 5 days? It was just 5 days, but I think the results might surprise you. Would something like that work here? We'll talk about it straight ahead. Not looking to make this a topic because of all of the things Dana doesn't understand in life. Maps and tech would be tied at the top of that list.
Oh, boy.
But I just saw this on CNN. You cannot avoid this story today. Apple has just unveiled an alternative reality headset for $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
$500 that, quote, could catch on, according to one tech reporter.
Right, if everybody won the lottery.
Right. These are the things that look like large, clunky ski goggles.
Yeah.
It's an AR headset that supposedly blends virtual reality,
yes,
or augmented reality.
So VR headsets were the big thing when this technology originally broke, because people wanted to be thrown into a video game, per se, where you actually feel like you are the character of the video game.
Okay.
What augmented reality does is it takes that video game and puts it in whatever room you're standing in. So if you put on an AR headset in that studio,
got it,
you could have characters of the video game jumping up on the desk, running around on the desk, jumping up on a chair, things like that.
Okay. According to one tech reporter, this is from TMZ, Ian Schur, the odds might be in Apple's favor for this one, even though previous attempts at this type of stuff have flopped. He broke down the new toy. He said it certainly has the potential to flop, similar to Meta's Oculus headset, but he thinks this one actually might catch on. He says it's a decent blend of reality with augmented reality, along with functionality and, quote, addictive entertainment we get in smartphones.
Now, I would say it is a definite flop, but we see what Apple can do with these products. You would think that charging $1,500 for a smartphone that you didn't even update wouldn't get people to buy it, but they do.
It's $3,500.
Yeah.
Is it more functional if two people have them and are playing with each other, you know what I'm saying, like video games against each other? Or is it...
I'm sure it will get to that point.
Yeah.
Initially, it's not that way, though. So, like, the VR headsets, there's a bar fight game where you're literally fighting somebody in a bar.
Oh,
you can pick up a beer bottle, and throw it at them.
That's exactly what America needs right
now.
Anyway, it's $3,500. Look it up. Even MarketWatch picked this up today from CBS. You look like a weirdo wearing it, I'm not going to lie.
Have you done a VR headset before?
I have.
They're actually quite fun.
The sports guys brought one in, and I'm trying to remember what the product was.
It was probably an Oculus.
And I put it on, and it is weird. It was actually a golf course. I had trouble walking with it on because it is very disorienting.
Now, it is a fun activity with friends because the games, especially with the VR and Oculus, you can put the game up on the TV so your friends that you're hanging out with can see what you're doing in the headset. But if you want to try it and you don't have your own or you don't want to buy your own, Double Tap, I believe it's called, in the River Market has 3 VR headsets.
All right. Well, good luck. They should show your bank account in real time because it's going to be smaller when they're $3,500.
I think Apple's going to figure out how to sell it somehow.
All right. This is from the New York Times, but Yahoo News picked it up and it's easier just to pull it up on Yahoo, but it's a Time story and it's phenomenal. And I want to know what you think about a possible model like this in Kansas City. It is a very unconventional way at trying to tackle some crime. And the headline is an attention grabber. It simply says, what happened when a Brooklyn neighborhood policed itself for 5 days? Okay. It had been a quiet April afternoon until about a dozen teenagers began running up an avenue in Brownsville, yelling and cursing. They were chasing a girl. She was about 14, and it was clear those boys wanted a fight. 5 plainclothes police officers watched warily. Across the street stood about a half a dozen men, civilians in jeans and purple and gray sweatshirts. They got it, an officer said. The teenager slows down as they spotted the men. The men were workers from an organization called Brownsville In Violence Out. And the men calmly waved the boys in different directions. The kids scattered as the girl fled down a side street. The brief encounter encapsulated a simple yet unorthodox concept that is at the heart of a bold experiment that organizers believe could redefine law enforcement in New York. Letting neighbors, not the police, respond to low-level street crime. Several times a year, workers from Brownsville In Violence Out stand sentry on 2 blocks for 5 days. For 5 days, they do this. Police channel 911 calls from that area to the civilians. And unless there is a major incident or a victim demands an arrest, officers always in plain clothes shadow the workers. Now, there are a couple of rules. The civilians have no arrest powers, but they have persuaded people to turn in illegal guns. They have prevented shoplifting. They kept one man from robbing a bodega, and they stopped a pregnant woman from hitting a boyfriend who had not bought a car seat as he had promised. It's called the Brownsville Safety Alliance. It is a group of neighborhood and city groups, police officers, and members of the DA's office trying to ensure that fewer people are arrested and entangled in the criminal justice system, again, for lower level offenses.
Isn't this just swapping out one group of police officers for another?
Well, Sam, I don't know. The city is going to pump $2.1 million into this system. And it's a conglomeration of help between all the groups we just announced. And then they also offer addiction recovery stuff for people who are involved, childcare for people who need it. We are constantly asking in Kansas City, how does one group or one organization or one mayor or one police chief stop people from shooting each other? And people will say, we need a partnership. We need a partnership between these groups. They are testing this out in Brooklyn.
But I mean, I love the idea of the fact that it's civilians and not police. But if there were four police officers in uniform standing there, the same result would have happened with the teens chasing the girl. It would have stopped happening.
The person who runs the program in this town, Brownsville, realized at some point that sometimes all you need to keep the peace is, quote, a person with credibility, not necessarily a badge. A person in the neighborhood with credibility, waving someone off, saying, get out of here, you're bugging. And that's a quote. Someone like me who understands that it's okay sometimes in a neighborhood to call out people who are causing trouble.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. But again, I don't think that, especially in certain parts of Kansas City where the crime is at its highest, I don't think that there's five people in plain clothes standing there monitoring the block either.
This group believes public safety is a shared responsibility. What do you think? It's easy to knock this program. I can think of 10 things right off the bat where this would be a bad idea. But are there 20 things that make this a good idea? 913-586-7798. What do you think? Self-policing in certain cases for a couple of weeks out of the year. It seems to be working in this neighborhood.
From the text line, I love the idea. It builds community.
You can text Sam your thoughts at 586-7798. We'll take your calls on this straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So this is in Brownsville, New York, and the initiative is part of a movement called the Community Responder Model. The Community Responder Model, which aims to reduce the use of armed officers to handle many calls. And this is not just happening in one area around Brooklyn. Similar programs are underway in Eugene, Oregon, Denver, Rochester, New York, and other places, according to the Center for American Progress. They're doing it for 2 weeks in this area of Brooklyn. The volunteers are well identified and wearing, I think they're all wearing purple shirts in this case.
Well, so they are in uniform.
And that would be heavily publicized, obviously, that for things like a bunch of teenagers chasing a girl down the street, one of the elders in the neighborhood says, "Scram, get out of here." Instead of someone calling 911.
I just don't see how this is very far off of just having the police handle it. I mean, it's just a separate organization of guys that are consider themselves tough enough to handle those situations.
Let's go to Aaron first in, first up, and then we'll get to Tara and Lenexa, who has a great point. Welcome, Aaron, into the program. Go ahead.
This isn't anything new. I remember, you know, being a kid seeing this on, like, Maury Povich or whatever, you know, when you got stay home from school one day, you know, these guys in red satin jackets with berets on, and they're called the Guardian Angels, and they still exist.
Oh, I forgot about that.
They're based out of New York, and so they've had some problems here recently, and so I don't know if they're still quite around as much as what they were, but they did the same thing. And the reason why it works in, like, New York or Chicago is because they set up a few guys every few blocks, and you can see the same guys down the street. So if you start trouble down here, hey, those guys are standing down there too, you know, and they're going to holler, "Hey, here they come," you know, and you got more people on your team. And that's why it works there. It won't work here, because how Kansas City works, somebody will just shoot them.
Well, man, but listen to this, Aaron, and I understand what you're saying. The Safety Alliance has been thriving amid a positive trend, okay? One set of watching eyes belonged to a man named Eric Almond, 47 years old, a former gang member who spent more than 13 years in prison for a bank robbery. He returned to Brownsville in 2014 and got a tattoo of a smoking gun behind his right ear to hide a scar left from a bullet wound. His past, along with his calm, straightforward approach, helps him navigate conflict. During one Safety Alliance week, he persuaded a man going into a bodega with a gun to give him his weapon and go home. The next day, that same man returned, but this time to volunteer. That man spent the day squashing beefs, Almond said. He broke up 3 fights. What do you think? 913-586-7798. Let's go to Tara in Lenexa. And man, you've got a great point, Tara. Go ahead.
Hi. The first thing that came to my mind when this topic came up was Trayvon Martin and Ahmaud Arbery, who were both killed by vigilante citizens who thought they were taking matters in their own hands and shot innocent people. So I think if you're going to have this, you have to have people that are properly trained and well-intentioned, not rogue citizens that think they can be judge, jury, and executioner on innocent people.
George Zimmerman, the cowboy, who was the neighborhood watch guy that ran after Trayvon Martin. You are absolutely right. I think.
And then the father and son that killed Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia because he went to tour a house that was under construction and they thought he was suspicious and they ran him down and killed him.
Yes, and I believe both of them are in prison where they should be for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
What the difference with this program, it is organized. It is in concert with police and the prosecutor's office. And this would have to be very well publicized and organized in the same way for this to work here, I think. I really do.
I think they have to be trained. I think training is key.
I don't disagree with anything you just said there, Tara. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
But when you get to a certain point and you're recruiting people to take training to police an area, how is that any different than just being an officer?
Because
other than the fact that you don't have a gun.
They are recruiting longtime members of the community who know the streets, know the players, and know what life is like living and growing up in that community, which I don't think you can say for all officers. Some of them, sure, but not all of them.
Are you only allowed to police your own neighborhood as one of these programs?
Yes, you would have to. Because, Sam, don't you remember growing up, at least for me, you know, there were nosy neighbors in our neighborhood, and you always knew, like even walking through the yards back to your own house, like you'd better not step in it. Or there's going to be that one guy out in his front porch that'll pick up the phone and call your dad.
Right. He's going to come yell at you.
And so you would have to recruit people who have lived in certain neighborhoods, who know those neighborhoods, who know who the troublemakers are.
Which is all fine and well until somebody who's not from that neighborhood comes in to cause trouble. You try to step in because you're part of one of these teams. And what do they have? A gun.
I don't know. And in these teams, in the case of the teams, I don't know that they are armed.
No, they're not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think that they are.
And if somebody is cruising down the street and, you know, pulls over and starts a fight with somebody, and you as one of the people on these teams, as a guardian angel, steps in to try to break up that fight, and one of them has a gun, you're now dead too.
It's easy to see all of the bad. I'm asking you, what about the good? The workers or volunteers, the story goes on to say, take on a heavy load. They handle cases that fall into the yawning gap between law enforcement and social services. On the second to the last day of the Safety Alliance Week, here's an example. A car pulled up. The driver pushed a woman out onto the street and then drove off. She was crying, she was screaming, and she was intoxicated. She had no money, no identification, and did not seem to know where she was. The team surrounded her. They learned her name, learned it was her birthday, learned she had paranoid schizophrenia, and they got her help. Now, could a police officer do the same thing? Absolutely.
Well, and I think the absolute positive here is the sheer numbers, because we do have shortages of police officers in many municipalities across this country. And so if you have a program where you can bring in additional bodies to help police the community, that is a positive.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Nate in Kansas City. Hi, Nate. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
We were just talking about this like a week ago. We had that U.S. Marine in New York City who's been charged with manslaughter for stepping up.
Yes, I feel like this is a little bit apples and oranges because that was on the subway and we're talking about knocking down crime on the streets in the neighborhood. This is like a neighborhood initiative, but you're right. He put that guy in a chokehold and is now charged.
Charged with manslaughter.
For keeping him in the chokehold for what, 4 minutes or whatever it was. And I do understand what you're saying, Nate, because we said this when that happened. Cases like that are going to stop good people from coming forward to help when someone needs help. And I agree with you there. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Randy in Ropo. Hi, Randy.
Hi. You know, Sam, you're right. I mean, anybody with a half a brain would know 90% of the people that are listening to this instead of four cops, just get six or eight cops, and you don't have to get daycare for the people out there and all that kind of stuff and the money for training. It's a no-brainer. Everyone's speaking their voice. It's a bad idea. It's terrible. People are going to go there, try to take the law in their own hands. It's going to be all the lady that just called. It's a total bad idea, and everyone has said that, 90% of the people here, and I think if you polled the people around this area in the Midwest,
Then why is Denver, Randy, and other cities jumping in to do the same thing? If it hasn't worked or it's a bad idea, and I understand all of the downsides, I really do, but then why is Eugene, Oregon jumping in to do the same thing?
Well, look at Kansas City and look at Oregon. Look at the mayor. I put it straight in there. They cut funding and all that kind of stuff, and they're grasping for straws right now. This is what happens when you reduce to this. Sam, this is the first time I've ever heard. I'm just driving through. I listened to the radio station. I heard the guy named Sam. That guy has every single point he's brought up is right on. I mean, his insight is unbelievable. It's the best response I've ever heard on a topic that I think is ridiculous. I mean, and not the topic, but what they're doing is just ridiculous. But just look at the mayor that they're in those cities, and they cause this.
Okay, Randy, I know that you're not an active listener of the show. We do not talk politics on this program, so I'm going to put you in timeout. But thank you for the call. I love Gina's question. This is a legitimate, valid question, and I was about to bring it up, but I'll let you do it instead. Gina, go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious, who's going to be responsible if they do hurt somebody?
Bingo.
You know, so if they hurt a child or this lady that was schizophrenic, what if somebody, you know, when she can't, you know, is calmer, says, well, one of them groped me or somebody hurt me or, you know, who's going to be responsible and pay for that?
It's a great question. Now, I was going to take it the other way, Gina. That's funny. You want to know who's responsible for these people if it goes bad against the troublemaker. I was thinking the exact opposite. Who is going to be responsible if one of the volunteers is shot and killed? If one of the volunteers who's out there trying to keep the peace and help gets put in a chokehold and dies.
And if you want to see a program like that come to an abrupt end because nobody's signing up for it, have one of the volunteers get shot.
913-586-7798. We'll wrap things up with more of your thoughts on this topic and bounce around a bit before we adjourn for the day. You are listening to Dana and Parks. I just put the story on Twitter through at Radio Dana. If you want to read it, Yahoo News picked it up. If you don't subscribe to the New York Times, it's an outstanding article. And a look at what they're doing a couple of times a year to try and see what would happen if, in some cases, you involve neighbors in certain aspects of public safety. And a handful of other cities are looking at doing the same thing. Let's go to Leroy in Grandview. Go ahead, Leroy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So on this topic, let me preface a little bit. So I'm born and raised from Oakland. And believe it or not, there's a lot of similarities between the street culture of Oakland and Kansas City.
Okay.
Very, very similar. So I can first, let me get the elephant in the room here. We can play the what if game, hundreds of thousands of situations, what ifs.
Yeah.
You can even do it with police officers, right? Unfortunately, police officers, many of them lose their lives. And that's all the weird, crazy, out of the box situations that are just world. What? So those aside, because you can come up with those all day long. General sense, most basic or general criminals, it's a great idea. Now, it is a hood-by-hood, situation-by-situation basis, right?
Right.
And these guys that are doing it, I can guarantee, especially since they have pen history in the pen, they've thought about it. They know all the possibilities. They know the risks that they're taking, but to them, it's worth it to clean their neighborhood and their hood up. So, but it does work. So back in Oakland in the 90s, there was a dude called King Red, and he had a few other OGs, you know, in the 30s while we were all 16, 17. And they kind of did the same thing. Now, it wasn't official like this group in Brooklyn is, but same thing. I mean, people respected him. And when you're a little kid or even a young 20-year-old or somebody that lives in that area and you're just out committing petty crimes or robberies because for whatever reason, it don't even matter actually, your name, face, everything, you know, criminal life, all of that matters, you know what I mean, to the other street people and other cliques and whatnot. And what people say and know you for drastically matters, big time. You know, you cannot be welcome in a block because of somebody saying, oh, he chased down a little girl and beat her up. You ain't allowed in that block no more. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So this stuff definitely matters, and it definitely speaks volumes for what they're trying to do because, yeah, nobody is, again, considering that these are criminals and whatnot, they don't care about the cops. You know, they'll run from them and just try their luck. They don't care for the most part. But when it comes to somebody that their dad knows, grew up with, runs their I don't want to say little league, but you know, something along the lines of a neighborhood event.
Sure.
And they have the tea every day and people respect. And when I say people, I mean hundreds of people that live in that little block respect. I mean, if you saw 50 Cent walking down the street and you were pulling a gun out, I bet you somebody's going to be like, nah, I ain't doing that. Not with him around. Same kind of thing. So it definitely speaks volumes. Now, again, case by case, hood by hood situation. But I think it's a great idea. Great idea. I totally back it.
Leroy from Grandview, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on that story in the next 3 months, 6 months, and let you know as more cities try to think outside the box.
Yeah, and as Leroy said, it really is. I mean, it comes down to block by block. I'm sure there's some neighborhoods in Kansas City where this would go off without a hitch.
And then others?
There's others, yeah.
Not so much. From the New York Post, would you pay $43,000 for a tiny, tiny house from Home Depot? Home Depot, much like Sears used to do back in the catalog days, is now selling houses. The model mentioned in a May 31st post, which has required tens of thousands of likes, is a 540-square-foot one-bedroom with a roof deck, a steel frame, and a tiny little cabin guest house. The lotless unit is asking an oddly specific but enticingly cheap price, $43,832. If you want to look it up, they call it the Getaway Pad. It's designed for easy assembly on a concrete slab and includes no finishings. By the way, that means doors, windows, electric, plumbing, and all of the other things you would need to
just go buy a couple of shipping containers.
Actually have a house?
What?
How
this is easy, already a trend.
How easy would it be, someone wrote, to have three of these on the same lot and rent them out like an Airbnb? Well, until the winds come in like they did today.
Yeah, it sounds like you remember when they had the prefab sheds out in front of Home Depot all those years ago?
It does.
It sounds like that, but instead of it being shaped like a shed, it's shaped differently.
For just over $12,000, you can get a 170-square-foot Phoenix model from Home Depot. That's an extremely compact one-bedroom. Just enough space for a shower, by the way, but no kitchen. I don't know. We'll ask Scott about that tomorrow. He will return, by the way, tomorrow. He is on his way to Shinedown because he is a VIP. Thank you for joining us on Dana and Parks. As always, Sam Stevie on the other side of the glass today. I'm half your host, Dana Wright. Be safe tonight, be good, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.